Welcome everyone to the Roman Show. Welcome everyone to the Roman Show. We are live on location near the University of Miami, enjoying ourselves out here on this April evening. A little warm here in South Florida, but nonetheless, we're enjoying ourselves, enjoying some coffee. Want to warn you guys that prior to going on the air, we were just informed that Blog Talk Radio is experiencing some major outages that could last a few hours. Therefore, we could have some issues. I am crossing my fingers that we don't. With that being said, we do have a great show lined up for you tonight. Our guests include Invicta FC fighter Rose Namajunas, who defeated her opponent in 12 seconds with a flying armbar at Invicta FC the last show, which was amazing. We also have Gilbert Melendez, who fights this Saturday against Benson Henderson. He will be on the show, joining us a little later today. We also will be, we're going to do a first here. Why the first? Because we're combining MMA, sports, entertainment, the whole nine yards. We got that tonight. So we're going to also welcome XFC fighter Charles Stanford, who fights BJ Ferguson this Friday, tomorrow actually, April 19th, at XFC 23, which airs live on Access TV. And we will have two gentlemen who will be making their debut, actually, or one gentleman, Michael Sanchez, who will be fighting kickboxing at the venue in Fort Lauderdale, part of the ABC Championship Amateur Division. And lastly, we're going to have Amazon Fight to the Future of Wrestling, April 20th, this Saturday, up in Broward County. And we're going to have some weird news, we're going to have entertainment news, and the whole nine yards. So, guys, bear with us right now. So far, so good. The Blog Talk Radio is not failing on us. But with that being said, let's have a good show. Tweet us live at Roman DH. Follow us on Twitter. Now, it's on Twitter at Roman DH and on Facebook, facebook.com/Roman Show Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to another edition of the Roman Show with your host, Rodolfo Roman. Now, Mikey Ruckus, rain down hellfire and brimstone.
I consider the beat, I consider the pound. He considers the people when he considers the crowd. Ain't nothing to it, cause we all go through it. It's the start of the Roman Show, let's go through it. Come on, we pop shots as you licking your chops. Go straight to the top, the moment that the solo will drop.
Yeah,
got it a lock and tied it a knot. We got the industry crossover, like it or not.
Keep rocking.
You haven't been on, you haven't been heard. From Miami up to Detroit, 3 1/3. East Coast, West Coast, yeah, we go on the curve. With a red carpet, news break, shocking the world. Come on, ride, coming on the Roman Show. Coming back to attack the world, we'll know. MMA to pro wrestling, I can't go. Platforms designed for us, Roman Show. We're gonna make the world stop, know that name. In the group, he's not afraid to flip this game. Brandy's the bogeys, you all look the same. We don't rock and one of our shells, break the brain. Calling if you got questions for the
Roman Show.
Comment concerns or suggestions for the
Roman Show.
Bringing topics of discussion to
the Roman Show.
Like a chance, spread the word about
the Roman Show.
Calling if you got questions for
the Roman Show.
Comment concerns or suggestions for
the Roman Show.
Bringing topics
Roman Show.
Like a chance,
brother,
word about
the Roman Show.
Check it out. Keep listening to the Roman Show.
Hey, this is Dana White, the president of the UFC. Keep watching the Roman Show.
If every day goes like this, how do we survive? We're working late on the night shift to get peace of mind. If every day goes like this, how do we survive? We're working late on the night shift to get peace of mind. If every day goes like this, how do we survive?
All right. Welcome, everyone, to the Roman Show. We are live here. And again, I want to apologize in advance just in case this Blog Talk Radio is having some issues. They say that there could be some major outages. We hope not. So far, so good. But let's start the show. Welcome to the show, Rose Namajunas. We had you here not too long ago prior to your fight. But what a phenomenal victory you had. 12 seconds flying armbar. Rose, that was just amazing.
Yeah, that was a hell of an introduction, too. Thank you.
I gotta admit, you know, when I saw the video, I was just, how in the hell did this girl pull that off? 12-second armbar. I mean, that's unheard of.
Well, yeah, and I know that sounds crazy, but, I mean, you practice like you know, you train and you fight like you train. So it really was a product of that. I mean, it was definitely, I didn't drill that day and night, but I definitely was throwing flying armbars, and, you know, in the middle of sparring sessions every now and then, and I was pulling them off, and it was really supernatural for me. So, you know, it wasn't something I had to practice a lot, but I did, you know, it didn't require a lot of, you know, psyching myself out for it. It was just something that I could just do pretty well, you know, without a lot of practice with it.
Yeah, you know, with that move, it's just one of those moves that you just really, they're unprecedented. You got to feel it, and you definitely did it. You know, I've only seen that type of move in maybe perhaps some practice or something like that, but I've never seen it in a fight. Now,
yeah.
And like you said, there's a lot of confidence in that move. So how, you were extremely confident going in there just landing that flying armbar.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was, but I kind of almost had to be. I had no other choice but to be confident just because it's a flight or fight situation. And I had no choice but to go forward. I mean, I was coming in there. I mean, I already go in there with the intent of, you know, I'm going to kill you. But this was like 10 times, you know, the regular amount, because I was already injured coming into the fight. And I, you know, there was a lot of, you know, outside pressure and just things I was dealing with leading up to the fight that I had no other choice.
Now, you said you were injured. What exactly did you have, and how did you overcome that?
Yeah, 2 or 3 weeks before the fight, I rolled my ankle pretty bad. I had to go to the ER and make sure nothing was broken or anything like that. But then it just turned out to be a really bad sprain, and it looked like, you know, my knee was in my ankle. But, you know,
wow.
I was pressed for a couple of days. But when it came down to fight time, I think I healed pretty quickly. I mean, just keeping the positive thoughts and, you know, really just, it almost was like kind of good for me in a way, just because it kept my mind off the fight. You know, it was kind of a distraction. I was able to pull through it.
And how did you manage to disguise that, not let anyone be aware that you had this injury?
Maybe it's because I already walk with like a little gimp already that maybe nobody really noticed. I don't know. But, you know, I it already looks, you know, the way you could tell was just by seeing the bruising or the swollen side of my ankle. But, I mean, I was walking just fine. It wasn't hurting until I had to make certain movements or like, you know, like certain hit pads a certain way or stretch a certain way, like make certain movements I had to be really careful with. And walking up and downstairs. But, I mean, just you know, walking through the hotel and just, like, meet and greet with fans or, you know, running to my opponent every now and then. Like, I really had to put the poker face on.
Well, that is just awesome. And, you know, and I have been a long-time women's mixed martial arts fan from day one, because you women pull it off no matter what. Through injury, you guys always come to play. And, you know, with just your phenomenal performance of that flying armbar in 12 seconds, now you're telling me you were injured and you roughed it up and you showed up and heck, you did an amazing job. What was the reaction there from the president of Invicta FC with Shannon Knapp? Did she tell you anything or any from the officials of Invicta FC told you about that move?
Well, yeah, I mean, for one, she appreciated the fact that I pulled through and was able to show up. I mean, I know that my opponent, I give credit to her because I know.
Hello, Rose, can you hear me?
Yeah, started cutting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we have a bad connection, but I think you're back.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Rose, we really have a bad connection for some reason. Can you hear me by any chance?
I hear you.
For some reason, we're having a bad connection. Can we call you back from the studio here from this same number? Okay, we'll do that right now. Thank you, Rose. Yeah, we have a bad connection there. Hopefully, it's not this Blog Talk Radio. Going into the show, we had mentioned that there had been some issue with major power outages. Hopefully, that's not the case. Because if it is, and that's not a good thing for us here, as we're trying to do our best. This Blog Talk Radio always has this issue with it, and it's just a matter of time. Hopefully, that they fix it, because not just myself, but other people deal with this, and it's very frustrating when you're trying to conduct a show, and it just doesn't work. But either way, we're going to try to reach out right now to Rose Namajunas. And with that being said, we're going to just go to a quick little break, and we'll be right back with Rose. Hang on tight, guys. We'll be right back. Folks, we're back here with Rose. We had a better connection now. The good thing about here, technology, we try to fix things here real quickly. But Rose, we were talking about the kudos you got from the back of some Shine and Nap from Invicta FC. Hello, Rose, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So it was welcome and it was appreciated, as you stated. Now, what can we expect from you next, Rose?
Expect, just what you saw last time. I mean, not the same exact move, but expect, excitement, expect a spectacular finish. But, even if you don't go to the finish, it's going to be nonstop action, high pace.
That is awesome. Rose, really, truly appreciate you coming on here and the show. And I apologize for this bad connection. Hopefully we get this thing fixed. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to your next fight. And heal up the ankle. I'm sure that you're going to be delivering some amazing moves again inside the cage. Thank you, Rose. Okay, some bad connections here. Again, we're trying to work with this thing with Blog Talk Radio as it is acting up. With that said, we had promised to an interview with Gilbert Melendez, who fights this Saturday on Fox. You can see it live on UFC on Fox this Saturday. Check your local listings. He fights Benson Henderson for the UFC lightweight title. So make sure to watch that live this week, and it's going to be a great fight card. And the best thing about it is that it's absolutely free. Here's Gilbert Melendez right after the break, guys.
When I train, I buy the best fight gear from All Out Fight Shop. They have the best deals and the most fitting clothing and attire. It's a guaranteed knockout. Like them on Facebook at All Out Fight Shop or follow them on Twitter at All Out Fight Shop. Visit them in person at 4805 Northwest 79th Avenue, Unit 9 in Doral, Florida. Sport what the pros wear. All Out Fight Shop. Keep up with the world of The Roman Show by following us on Twitter at RomanDH or like our fan page on Facebook. Look up The Roman Show to win free prizes. Hun, turn it down. I'm watching Grey's Anatomy.
Heck no.
Why not?
Because I'm listening to The Roman Show.
All right, welcome back. The Roman Show has Gilbert Melendez on the line with Clyde Spencer Henderson this Saturday. UFC on Fox 7. Gilbert, you know, you're finally in the big leagues, UFC, you mentioned it. Tell me, going into this fight, knowing that you're the last Strikeforce lightweight champion for the UFC, you get the feel of champion versus champion going in, and any butterflies going into this fight?
I mean, of course. If I were to say no, I mean, I'd be a liar, you know what I mean? But yeah, a lot of excitement, a lot of nerves. I mean, this is what I've been waiting for my whole career, this opportunity, and it's going down this Saturday.
Now, going into this fight, you are fighting in California. That's a good thing. You're born out there. You feel you got that home crowd advantage on your end?
I'm not from California at all, and, you know, I'm born in Santa Ana, but I've been living in San Francisco for the last 13 years, and, yeah, man, I hope the crowd will be behind me. I know they will be, and I'm, you know, hopefully it'll be very hostile towards him, and it's going to be great, man. I'm going to use that extra surge of energy from the fans cheering for me to, you know, to get that W.
You expect a lot of boos towards Benson?
I don't know, man, but my fans are a little rowdy. My fans are a little rowdy, so, you know, they can expect a little bit more than some boos, I think.
Now, on your end, how much of a family and friends are out there that you know at the top of your head?
I'd say a lot, man, you know what I mean? You know, I think, you know, family, friends, and just the MMA community, you know what I mean? You know, we have our local battles. You know, I have my battles with Josh Thompson, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, we're rooting for California, and Northern California MMA is, I think, the best, maybe the best in the world. We have some of the best fighters out here in Northern California, and I think it's going to be a NorCal, you know, gangster party out there. You know what I mean? It's going to be a NorCal celebration out there. And, you know what I mean? It's not going to be just about me. It's going to be about Cormier. It's going to be about Nate Diaz. It's going to be about, you know, Chad Mendez, all the people from California. We're going to try to make some noise out there and, you know, and show them what's up.
Now, knowing that you're training with Nate Diaz over there, Cesar Gracie fight team, and Nate did get to fight Benson. It didn't go his way. Have you spoken to him? Are you looking to, aside from getting the belt, but also in honor of him, of your teammate, getting this win? And has he given you any tips, and will he be on your corner?
Yeah, of course, man. Well, he's fighting Thompson that night, so I think he's going to worry about that. I got Jake Shields in my corner. But yeah, man, we talk all the time. We talked yesterday. We train together all the time. We know he's my brother. You know, Nate's my brother. So, you know, we shared a lot of stuff together. And he's giving me some confidence, you know. I got to see Benson firsthand when I coordinate too. So, you know, we shared some stuff.
And now, knowing that some of your teammates have had a crack at the champions, but bringing a belt to your camp, what would it mean, and how would it motivate all those guys in your camp?
I mean, it'd be great. You know, it'd be great for my team, my family, you know, my friends, my gym, and again, for all of California, if I bring that UFC title back, you know what I mean? I think it'd be huge for us all, but, you know, my team's quite accomplished, you know, but we haven't got the UFC gold yet, and I like to be the guy to do that for us.
Now, I read in an interview that you said that in your last couple of fights, you weren't too much into it. Can you elaborate on that, and how have you managed to motivate yourself now that you are in the UFC and you're fighting for the title?
Well, yeah, man, I plateaued there. You know, I beat everyone there was to beat at Strikeforce, so they had to give me Josh Thompson again. You know what I mean? I have 4 title defenses there, you know, the most in Strikeforce history. You know what I mean? I feel like I've done a lot there, and, you know what I mean? And you know, those last 2 years, you know, there's no real gain, no real gain in winning, you know? And now, all of a sudden, I'm in the UFC, and, you know, the biggest stage in the world, and, you know, I'm going to fight in the octagon. That's juiced me up just alone, and now I'm getting a title fight against, you know, the man, Ben Harrison, and a chance to prove I'm number one. I mean, there's a big difference right there, right?
It is. And now, describe to me the feelings when your management told you, hey, man, you know, it's time, it's your time. You're going to the UFC.
I mean, you know, I kind of just saw it on Twitter, to be honest, initially. You know, when I saw that Ronda Rousey's kind of the new UFC women's champ, I said, oh, that means Strikeforce is done. You know, that means I'm going to the UFC. So that was exciting. And I was happy, and I did a little dance by myself. But it wasn't until my manager called me and told me, hey, you got the fight with Ben Henderson. when things really got serious and really got exciting. And you know, I thought it was going to be like emotional or something, but not really. You know, I get emotional after I win the title. You know, but it's definitely a big accomplishment and a milestone in my career. You know, when I get that W, you know, then I'll be a little more excited.
Now, knowing that you have that Mexican American descent and going into this fight, you know, Cain Velasquez, also from California, he has a heavyweight title. With the win on your end, do you think it'll solidify more that you know, us Latinos, we're serious competitors in this sport, and little by little it's going to be a lot bigger than what it is in Latin America?
Hell yeah. I'd love to do that. You know what I mean? And, you know, and sometimes my Spanish isn't very good, but, you know, the way I can relate to, you know, my heritage is the way I fight. You know, there's no doubt there's Mexican in my blood, the way I fight. And, you know what I mean? And I think, you know, the way Cain fights, you know, the way I'm going to fight out there, I think it will hopefully inspire a little more. Because I think a lot of, you know, Mexican-Americans that, you know, if they get into MMA, they'll be successful. And, you know, and I hope to inspire, you know, I hope to inspire my culture and my people like that a little bit more as well.
Now, there's a talk that there could be a possible UFC event in Mexico. Would you love to be a part of that?
Oh, sign me up, bro. Sign me up. I got a pack Mexico in Mexico City. I'd love to have another opportunity to go out there and represent for my gym in Mexico and my team out here. And, yeah, please sign me up.
Now, with Benson Henderson, you know, he's the type of guy that he's one of a kind of a fighter. So what can we expect from you, Gilbert, and yourself? You know, you're that type of fighter that just keeps going and going. You're like the Energizer Bunny. So what can we expect from you two?
I mean, I think expect a war, a battle. You know, two guys that have a lot on the line. You know, I have a lot to prove and he has a lot to lose. And both guys don't want to lose either way. So, you know, expect you guys putting on all on the line. You know what I mean? It's kill or be killed out there.
Anything in particular you've been training a lot more for this particular fight?
You know, I brought in Clone Gracie to help me out, you know, and brought my boy Daniel Roberts back. And more so than anything, just a ton of motivation, you know, a ton of excitement going into every training session.
Awesome. Well, Gilbert, thank you so very much for taking some time and speaking to us. Check out Gilbert go up against Benson Henderson for the UFC lightweight title, April 20th, UFC on Fox 7. Don't miss it, guys. Thanks so very much, guys.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. roman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past the Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out the Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of the Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
We are allegedly back, as I warned all of you. We were having a major issue here with Blog Talk Radio. I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people that are dealing with this. And everyone's tweeting right now to Blog Talk Radio, telling them how much they absolutely are unprofessional and are just simply horrible at the service that they provide. But nonetheless, they're here. This thing live, and worst comes to worst, if we do have an issue, Joel the reporter here joins me, and we will try to use a podcast and upload it a little later tonight. But again, work with us here, guys. At the end of the day, it is Blog Talk Radio. It's not us. We're trying our best. We had Rose Namajunas, who fights for Invicta FC, landed a 12-second flying armbar earlier on the show. We had UFC fighter Gilbert Melendez, Strikeforce lightweight champion, on the show, who now faces Benson Henderson for the UFC lightweight title this Saturday. He was just a few minutes ago before we went off the air. And we also have scheduled Charles Stanford, who fights at XFC this Friday. Hopefully, Blog Talk Radio will help us out here and allow us to do our show. But with that said, we're going to bring next guest, and hopefully it hangs up with it. Doesn't hang up on us, and we have another issue here. We are going, but again, we seem to have like a bad connection here. We have here Michael Sanchez. Michael, are you there?
Yes, sir. Right here.
Hey, Michael. Right, he's a student of Combat Spirit MMA Team Mafia, and he will be fighting at the venue in Fort Lauderdale. Ticket prices there start at $25. He'll be making their in-cage debut kickboxing American Championship. Mike, what's up, man? How's it going today?
Doing pretty good. Just got done training. Really anticipating the fight. Just trying to get
great,
ready
man.
For it.
So from what I understand, I need you to do me a favor, though. If you're listening, you need to lower down the volume there behind you.
I'm not listening.
Oh, okay. Cool. So, Mike, let's first talk here. You're going to make your debut in kickboxing, and then you're going to make your MMA debut on May 20th at American Battle Championship. So why start with kickboxing and then later on move up to kickboxing? Why then later on go to MMA?
Just looking to grab a feel for the cage. Really haven't done any MMA before. Comfortable boxing. Want to get a little used to the kicks flying around. before I just jump into a cage and have it all come at me.
Now, how will this kickboxing prepare you for your MMA?
Well, traditionally, I've been boxing for quite a while now, and just used to people throwing punches. It's going to be a little bit different when they start throwing kicks and knees and the three-minute rounds.
Can you hear us there, Mike?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, because we're having some bad experiences here on the show with Block Talk Radio. But you're fighting John Escobosa. Now, any information on this guy as far as doing your homework prior to meeting him inside the cage?
Yeah, he has one MMA fight. It's his debut in kickboxing. Hoping to have a good fight. Pretty sure I'm going for the win. No, he's going for the same thing. Good luck to him, but I really ain't too worried about it.
Now, what decided to start considering MMA or kickboxing and take it not only as a hobby, but perhaps as something professionally?
Yeah, definitely. It can definitely turn to something like that. I mean, I enjoy the sport. I've always liked watching it. Been wanting to do it for quite some time now. So, yeah, definitely. It can definitely evolve into something like that. Just that's something I think I'd like to – that's somewhere I'd like to go with it eventually.
Right. Now, anything in particular that you're looking forward to displaying when it comes to this fight coming up?
Basically, I've just been doing a lot of practicing our kickboxing, just trying to get my feet a little warmed up, a little more in tune, basically, getting that ready. I feel comfortable. Feel comfortable on stand up. Just want to get my feet going and do that before I go into MMA.
And again, you can see Mike Sanchez here battling John Escobosa at the venue in Fort Lauderdale. Ticket prices start at $12 and up. He'll be fighting for American Battle Championship. Check him out in his kickboxing debut, as later on May 20th, he will be fighting in amateur mixed martial arts. Now, anything in particular that inspired you to go into this sport?
Well, I did a little bit of martial arts when I was younger. I really enjoyed it. That's the problem. There was my parents growing up didn't really have the time to continue taking me to it. Something I continued to follow when I was about 16, 17, started getting into boxing, and really enjoyed that. Then met up with Jason. He got me back interested in training for the MMA, and decided it'd be good for me going to kickboxing first to get a feel out in the ring, then go ahead and move on from there. But, yeah, basically something I did when I was younger I really enjoyed. I basically want to go out there, make a name, something that my kids can look up to.
Now, any challenge felt during this process here of training for a fight?
I'm sorry, say that again? I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah. What are any typical challenge that you have faced through your training?
Can't really, as far as overcoming anything, more just getting out here and actually getting to do it. Once you're here, it's always enjoy doing it. Sometimes making times a little bit hard with family, but that's probably my biggest challenge. I enjoy the workout. I enjoy the hurt. I enjoy the training. The harder, the better. And the hardest thing is, yeah, just basically, every time I come to training, I got to drop my little boy off. And my little boy and my little girl, especially my little girl, seeing she knows she's going to stay. But letting her grow every day, she still screams daddy. And that's probably the hardest part. Once I get training, I'm enjoying it.
Now, so do you work pretty much a 40-hour a week job as well as aside from the training?
I wish it was just 40. I work 40 or 60 hours a week usually on top of my training. And I train 3 hours a night basically, trying to get ready for this.
Wow. Wow, how do you find the energy, man, to work so many hours and go to the gym and give it your all?
Just honestly, just push through just for what I want. I mean, I want to be there for my family. At the same time, I want this MMA career, and I want to keep pushing for this. My girl is there for me. She supports me all the way. So she's always backed me up no matter what. My little boy, same thing. He still has you ready to see Daddy fight? Yeah, Daddy, I'm ready. So it's more of a, they're backing me up on it. The work thing I have to do no matter what, right now to support my bills. So it's a little bit extra, and with them behind me, it's not a problem.
I salute you on this coming fight, coming up at American Battle Championship, and you can get your tickets at fightabc.com or at the door. But I suggest you get it after into any issues or whatnot when you get there at the venue in Fort Lauderdale. Check out Mike Sanchez versus John Escoboza going at it in his debut in kickboxing this April 21st, which is this Monday. April 22, coming up this week. And now, Mike, are you nervous? I got a question.
Honestly, no. Maybe it's get a little bit closer to it. Yeah, right now, honestly, just not worried about him. I feel pretty confident. Like I said, I know he's going for a win, so am I. And none of us got it wrong. We're just going to get in there and get that dance over. The best
guy to win. Gotcha. Well, Mike, I want to appreciate you calling, talking to us here for a little bit. Anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
Yeah, my teammate Matt's supposed to be fighting. Was supposed to be here for an interview. He's going to be fighting over there. Matt Hendricks, he'll be fighting Andre Koff. He couldn't make it. Unfortunately, he's having a family problem with his grandma right now, so he wasn't able to be here. Just want to thank my sponsors, Southern Style Graphic Tees, MyCageFight.com. I want to thank my family for always being there, and get through luck to drop it at the and we'll see each other in the cage.
No, I think so.
And there's also going to be a 105 MMA woman fight that night.
Gotcha. All right, Mike. Well, thank you so very much for calling in. And again, he fights the 22nd up at the Van Fort. Get your tickets by visiting fightabc.com. Ticket prices start at $25. And you want to make sure you see Mike make his kickboxing debut against John Escoboza at American Battle Championships. Yeah, Mike, thanks so very much, man, and good luck to you, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, and have a great night.
You too, my man. Thank you. All right, guys, and moving forward now, as we're trying to do the show with this very obnoxious Block Talk Radio, we've already called you out. Everyone on Twitter is bashing you because of your bad performance that you have. But nonetheless, the show must go on. Let's go to a quick break. We have scheduled an XFC fighter, Charles Stanford. Hopefully we can get him in there on the show because of the technical difficulties that we are facing right now on the show. So Charles Stanford, hopefully we'll get him on. Let's go to a quick break. We'll be right back. Alright, guys, we're reaching right now out to Charles Stanford, who fights at XFC this coming Friday, tomorrow night. he fights PJ Ferguson, and hopefully this will allow us to have him on the show here as we're trying to reach out to him. So hopefully. Hopefully we can get this through. Hello, Charles.
Yeah.
Charles, can you hear me, Charles?
Yeah.
Hey, Charles, welcome. Trying to call here from the Roman Show. You got a big fight coming this Friday. BJ Ferguson live on Action TV. I know you guys just got out of the way in there. How are you feeling right now going into tomorrow's fight?
I feel fine, man. Just ate a bunch of food, so I'm happy.
Now, did you have to make a pretty much a good weight cut there?
Yeah, my weight cut was perfect. I woke up at weight, so it was perfect. And I was just happy to eat after that.
So you're not one of the guys that has to cut like 10 pounds a week of the fight. You're good on that end.
Yeah, usually I do, but for some reason, actually, did this weight cut perfect. So it just happened to be on the day of, I was at weight. So it happened to work out for me at the exact time. I peaked at the right time.
Now, Charles, let's talk about your fight against BJ Ferguson. Now, this is your second pro fight, Charles. You're fighting a guy. There's a lot of experience here, but going into this, how have you prepared yourself for this fight going in here, knowing that this guy has a lengthy record?
I treated this fight like the mother fights. I just trained where I could control. I mean, trained the way that I could control the way I was training. Just looking at the normal fight, I'm not really looking at his record. Just looking at, just taking the fight once. The way I want it when I get in there.
Now, Charles, we got to look at this because he was scheduled to fight another individual, but you stepped to the plate and faced the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah,
going into
fight,
that...
I was supposed to fight Josh Cooper. I think he's fighting on XFC, too. I was supposed to fight him... And it ended up not working out the way I thought it was going to work out. And then I got this opportunity, so I jumped on it.
Now, getting a win over this guy, I mean, that's going to be mind-blowing, and it's going to put you at another level.
Yeah. It's gonna open up some doors for me, for sure.
Absolutely, man. And that's, that they got to give it to you. My hat off to you, dude. You're stepping up to the plate. Now, fighting for XFC, one thing we can take away, the fact that you had an 8-2 amateur record, which is a great record in particular. Now, this guy, you are fighting him in his home court. Do you find this as a challenge at all, or you're not, by whatever they scream, it's not going to bother you?
Oh, no, it's not going to bother me. I won't even hear anything they say. If they boo me, I'll probably hear that because it's in the beginning. But once the fight starts, I won't hear anything they say. I'll just hear what my corners say, so it won't bother me. I always fight people from in their hometown, so it's nothing new.
Defeating someone in his hometown, how much of a good of a feeling is that compared to facing someone, say, in your own hometown when they come visit you?
I mean, sometimes it's good, like, to shut the crowd down, but other times it's bad because then they'll see you outside in the bars and then you don't get no free drinks. You got to pay full prices and stuff. So, and it's personal, but sometimes it sucks.
Right. Well, Charles, I want to really appreciate your time here talking to us. I'm hoping you're enjoying your goodies. Now, what did you eat right now to catch up on that, get you some energy?
I had spaghetti, I had cookies, Reese cups, juice, I don't know, whatever I saw, I was eating it.
Wow, so you ate chocolate, all the junk food. And that's, does this in any way help you out for tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll always eat food like that. It was killing me not to have it, so I had to get at least some of it in my system.
That is awesome. Well, Charles, I want to wish you very good luck tomorrow night, Access TV. Check out the entire program live tomorrow, FFC 23 Louisville Slugfest. Don't miss it. Live from Kentucky. Charles, thank you very much, man, and good luck, and hope to have you here soon on the show again.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good luck, my man. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, there you have it, folks. Charles Stanford fights BJ tomorrow night on XFC 23 Louisville Slugfest live on Access TV. Joe, we're trying to deal with the obstacle that Blog Talk Radio is providing.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit of like a broken record here, you know?
Yeah, Blog Talk.
Yes.
We tweeted to you. Hashtag refund. That's exactly what we want. Just one too many times you do this stuff to us. And it's kind of upsetting. Not just to me, but to a whole bunch of people. And, you know, we're trying to conduct a show here. We're trying to have some fun. And boom, here you come with this stuff. All right, let's go to a break. We'll be right back.
Like them on Facebook at All Out Fight Shop or follow them on Twitter at All Out Fight Shop. Visit them in person at 4805 Northwest 79th Avenue, Unit 9 in Doral, Florida. Sport what the pros wear. All Out Fight Shop. Keep up with the world of The Roman Show by following us on Twitter at RomanDH. Or like our fan page on Facebook. Look up The Roman Show to win free prizes. Hun, turn it down. I'm watching Grey's Anatomy.
Heck no.
Why not?
Because I'm listening to The Roman Show.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar John Cena. Keep listening to The Roman Show. If you don't, I'll check the phone book. I'll find you. It'll get weird. With these. Weird.
After that obnoxious 1 hour of hell, because of Blog Talk Radio, we're still dealing through the pain. It's like conducting a show with a Band-Aid on. That's exactly how it feels, Joe.
Like I says, we apologize for the inconvenience of the interruption of your service.
Yeah, that's whatever. Hey, I want to read real quickly some of the news here of UFC before we move forward. The UFC president Dana White was talking about the whole trends. He started talking about the remarks he made about Fallon Fox, his transgender, which, by the way, CBFA 11 here in South Florida will be airing live on Access TV on May 24th. So gladly to be there. We're going to be live. We're going to have some promotions.
Yeah.
Free t-shirts.
Ooh, I like free t-shirts.
Some girls.
Ooh, girls.
We're working on that, though.
Oh. But the free t-shirts is there, right?
No, the free t-shirts is going to happen. They got some Jacko shirts. Some of the goodies. You never know what we're gonna have out there, but it's absolutely free.
Ooh, I like free.
Everyone loves free. Heck, we might even have some free tea. You know, every time we plug Dunkin' Donuts, because you know, we're doing the show live here, they should give us a free coffee, don't you think?
I just got some free tea.
Well, I guess we'll take it as that. But yeah, CFA 11, we're going to be there. The continuation of the women's tournament, $145. Is it really sweet?
It's bitter.
Bitter? This thing is sweet as hell. We're drinking some sweet tea. That's the reason why they call it sweet.
No, they just probably got that from the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, man. By the way, the background noise is the sounds, the true sounds of Miami. As we are. Well, I mean, remember, we're right next to the University of Miami. You got a lot of young kids, a lot of music, you know, a lot of bass. You got Coconut Grove, which is a place where a lot of college students hang out. And they, you know, just before they go out, drink and have some fun, they jam to some music as they are doing right now. Speak.
Just like the old folks would say. Oh, these hooligans.
Don't they have a place out here called Hooligan?
Yes.
I think you do. All right, so Fallon Fox, right? So this guy, Matt Mitrione, goes on the MMA Hour, and he starts talking about how Fallon Fox is this and that. So Dana White said, look, the guy knew exactly what he was saying, he was doing, and he was making bigot remarks. He was definitely discriminating against him. Against Fallon Fox. So Matt Mitrione was then been suspended. Now they asked Dana White, and they did speak, both of them, and he said that he made some ignorant comments that made him sound like a complete jackass and a bigot. He knew what he said was wrong. So he is suspended, but the suspension has not been decided how long it's going to be. He said, Dana White, that they'll let him know when they decide how long the suspension will last. He was fined, too, enough to make him call Dana White 3 times. So, this was, you know, you got to be careful with what you say. Speaking of the UFC, John Jones, UFC light heavyweight champion, is going to have some Nike shoes. He's the first mixed martial artist to have shoes, because I don't think Anderson Silva has them. But either way, the John Jones shoes go on sale, coincidentally, on April 20th, 420.
420.
Yes, and he has already some T-shirts, you know, the bones, the Jones nose, and so forth. So this is a big deal because it just shows you how marketable these mixed martial artists are. You don't see any boxers with Nike shoes.
No.
Not that I'm a, you don't see Money Mayweather with Nike shoes or Pacquiao, who's probably still knocked out with a pillow or something like that. You know what I mean?
Well, they'll probably make him a Nike pillow.
Maybe. Just sleep.
Yeah.
That's just what they're going to have on it. But, yeah, John Jones, who fights Chael Sonnen next week, Saturday. I wonder if he's going to come out with the shoes. That'd be pretty neat. I'm assuming he probably will.
Yeah. He has to.
Well, now you got to market the whole thing. But yeah, they were in New York actually, and they basically had him out there and signed some T-shirts and shoes. So that's cool stuff. John Jones has the first Nike shoes out there as a mixed martial artist. It's great stuff for the sport as it makes it more of a common sport. It's no longer underground. It's more commercial, which is great stuff. So veteran mixed martial arts ref Josh Rosenthal got caught. He got roped, as we like to say here in South Florida. And the veteran Josh Rosenthal is now awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty to conspiracy to manufacture and distribute marijuana and possession with intent to distribute. 1 year ago, federal agents raided an Oklahoma, California warehouse owned by Rosenthal and an associate that contained 1,356 marijuana plants. That's a lot of weed. Needless to say, as the article here reads, the drug's street value was estimated at more than $6 $6 million. What would you do with $6 million?
Wow. $6 million. I'll donate it.
Not that type of money. All right. So the government is recommending 37 months in jail.
Huh? Are
you connected on the internet? It's done. All right, we're back here. Very obnoxious show today, but you know what the hell? We got to move on. Let's talk a little wrestling here. Little WWE, and then we'll move into our weird news. And then we'll talk about our man talk segment.
Yes.
We're calling it Man Chat.
Yes, Man Chat.
That's what we're talking about today. We got a little very touchy subject, if you want to add. And,
touchy, you really mean by touchy.
Yes, very touchy. All right. So today was a very monumental moment in the world wrestling entertainment because they opened up the new facility in Orlando. Triple H was there and the whole NXT crew in this great facility that features a wide open space. And this is a big deal because it's going to allow the future talent of WWE to train there. Not only that, it's going to bring in a lot of work. For goodness sake, the governor of Florida, Rick Scott, was there along with the mayor of Orange County. And it's a big, big deal. Why? Well, because the training center is going to be opening up soon. And this is where they're going to be filming NXT. In other words, consider, this is the minor leagues of professional wrestling. It's a 26,000 square feet, 7 training ring, and a world-class strength and conditioning program and cutting-edge edit and production facilities. God, I hope they call me. And the new performance center will give WWE the ability to train more potential performers than ever before through a comprehensive program, including in-ring training, physical preparedness, and character development. It's about time they open such a thing.
It's about time.
It is, and it's very cool, very nice. But, one thing that's ironic here is it's in the same place where TNA was once filmed.
Well, they said Orlando. I know Orlando's not that big because most of all the parks has all the land. But to me, I'd rather go to Orlando and watch the NXT than drive all the way to Tampa.
That is true. That is true about that. All right, so we're back here. We're going to talk some other stuff here. Moving forward to other news, the WrestleMania 29 DVD or Blu-ray comes out. And it's going to feature the Triple H Brock Lesnar contract signing, the promos of CM Punk and Undertaker, and the question and answer with The Rock and Cena. Which, mind you, The Rock said that now he's in rehab. He's going to get ready in shape for the Conan movie. So I guess it was not a work and it was for real. You did get hurt.
It was not the Conan movie. Hercules.
I'm sorry. Hercules. Conan was the other guy, and then I don't think that movie did any well. Not at all.
They even made
another movie. They did. Well, top indie star is headed to WWE. Sami Callihan, which we have had here on the show, is currently undergoing medical testing to sign with the WWE. And now there's also talk that a familiar face might return to feud with Brock Lesnar. Who am I talking about? Well, talking about Batista. Saying that The Rock was scheduled to feud with Brock Lesnar. However, it's not the case. So they're saying that Batista might be signed up and feud with Brock. Now, we've seen Brock and Batista, and it's not a good match. Let's be honest here.
It's brutal. Very brutal.
I would love to see both of them going in an MMA fight.
Now, that will be awesome for a WrestleMania show.
That would be pretty interesting, knowing the fact that they both were mixed martial artists. But at the same time, Batista obviously has, you can't really compare the experience that Brock Lesnar had. For God's sake, he was a UFC heavyweight champion at one point. He beat Ryan Couture. Batista barely got by his first fight. So I get Brock Lesnar at the edge there. And Ryback tweeted, said that if it's one of his goals before he goes, he wants to wrestle The Undertaker. And that is just one of his goals that he has. He'd like to wrestle The Undertaker perhaps at a WrestleMania. Please don't put Ryback in Undertaker next WrestleMania.
Please. We're talking about Ryback?
Yes, Ryback. The Ryback. Which, by the way, did you know that Ryback is actually a very spiritual guy? He is actually a guy who reads a lot of The Secret.
Well, if he's reading a lot about The Secret, then The Secret is not a secret anymore.
Listen, I'm just telling you this, and it's pretty weird to know that this big, huge guy reads The Secret and does all this stuff, you know? Needless to say, it's weird. But at the same time, he does it. Sorry, we just got some news here. Someone just got shot between several men. Which, mind you, now this just brought in here in the North Florida. 20s guy was shot. You know how that is. By the way, we want to send our condolences to Boston Marathon, the tragedy that happened earlier this week. And also the Waco, Texas explosion. It's just been a week filled of news.
Wasn't there, of course,
not for the sake of the heart.
Like another sinkhole that just happened?
I think there were cars. No human beings were hurt, but
still, you know, it's just...
I don't know, but they got the pictures of these two guys, which, mind you, listen, I read a lot of Alex Jones. And Alex Jones had the pictures of these guys before the FBI published it. A lot of people think that Alex Jones is a little wacko. He's a conspiracy theorist, but I'm not lying about this. Infowars.com, that's the website, had the pictures of the two suspects. And they were also saying that they might be tied, or there might be some tie to the Navy. They're still trying to talk about that or whatnot. And I had heard a report on CNN saying that, you know, surely enough, they might have a tie to the Navy. Now, there were many blunders during the whole reporting of this, because CNN reported they had someone in custody, and then the FBI came and said, no, you're wrong. Why are you reporting this? But then CNN comes back and says, well, our sources, we're not right. We have conflicting sources and blah, 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 blah. And that is one thing that these news stations, they just jump to conclusion without getting hardcore facts.
Yes.
They just like to jump the gun because they want to be the first to have it.
But you heard it here, folks. You heard it here first. That's what they like to say.
That's it. You know, and then the guy, John Keane, comes out and he says, we have reports that they have arrested an individual from a very reliable source who is dark-skinned.
Why does it have to be dark-skinned?
Why does it have to be dark-skinned? But when does that matter? You know how many people are dark-skinned? How is that going to help me in determining who the suspect is? And I think it was Reverend Sharpton who said on his show, and listen, I'm not liberal, I'm not conservative, I'm just telling you what I heard and this is what I've seen. Guy goes on and he says, listen, it doesn't matter. Or that's just actually a reading from the Washington Post. The guy said, why mention the fact that he's dark skinned? You might as well just say, and he has an eye, he has a pair of eyes and nose. That's all of us do, right?
Wow. That's pretty. Yeah.
So jumping to a conclusion about who the suspect is, and, you know, we came down to the FBI. We apologize. Again, that's sure. I mean, this is just a background noise
here.
Yeah, it is bike week around here. The University of Florida.
Bike Thursday week.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, every week Thursday. Yeah, every week Thursday here in near the University of Miami, you get all over. It's all over South Florida. Okay, it's all over South Florida. Bike Thursday.
Yes, Thursday's bike.
This is some horrible music, by the way. It's like sounding for like a horror movie. Theme music from a horror movie. Anyways, so that's what happened with this whole reporting. And right now we're FBI finally came out and released in the press conference that they have two suspects and they have the pictures and they want to find them. There are talks that if it's international terrorists or domestic terrorists, you're still trying to find out exactly where they are from. But one thing is certain is that these guys were off to have an agenda, and that's to kill people. And unfortunately, three innocent lives were lost, including a boy who was 8 years old.
Yes, that to me was the part that really touched me the most. It was that 8 year old lost his life there. You know, don't get me wrong, the other people who got also injured and all that. But when you hear little kids dying, that really, it takes it to another level.
I was for his dad finished off the marathon, and this is basically where it happened. And well, unfortunately, he lost life, and that's where we are. So, and hopefully, we do find those people that are caused so much pain in Boston and in the entire country, because we are all on alert. You know, it always takes us back 9/11, that horrible day when we woke up or were at work or wherever you were and found out that we were being attacked.
I woke up when that happened. Actually, my ex-wife, she called me and she's like, "Hey, put on the news." I'm like, and I just told her what channel. So all the channels.
It was something out of a movie scene. But let's talk now about some more comical news, and again, our condolences to those Boston Marathon tragedies. Turning out to other news, FOW will take place April 20th in Deerfield Beach.
Yes.
You can find out more information by visiting futureofwrestling.com. And they have a long, lengthy show. They're starting off at 4 p.m. with a battle and FOW talent. And by the way, next week, Joe, Tuesday, we're going to have Leilani Kai on the show. She is a veteran, a professional of women's professional wrestling. Leilani Kai, she was instrumental in putting GLOW together, part of WOW. She was a WWE, or back then WWF, women's champion. She will be on the show. And I think you possibly saw her on a documentary that aired.
I was about to say that, you know, a couple of weeks, I could probably say like a month ago, they had on the local channel. And to be honest with you, watching that documentary right there, honestly, brought me back memories when I was a little kid watching GLOW. And half the stuff that they were saying, you would not believe. Because, you know, you really think all this stuff and how they were just, you know, getting all these type of girls, trying to see if they can do something inside the ring. And then later on, some of them became bigger superstars after GLOW.
Yeah, very cool stuff there. So she'll be here, and I'm sure she has a whole lot of stories to talk about. Hey, let's go to a quick break. We'll be right back with more on the Roman Show for Weird News. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna go get water. Oh, my leg hurts. Huh? Careful.
Hey guys, we're back here on the show. It has really been a bad show today. We apologize. It's Block Talk Radio. We can't do nothing about it. But either way, it's time for weird news. It's time for us to laugh here a little bit. You know, when you're at McDonald's or Burger King at a fast food restaurant, you want something quickly because you're hungry. Well, this Georgia police officer, decided to take action into his own hands. What did he do? Well, DeKalb County Police Sergeant Scott Beamy is charged with felony aggravated assault after allegedly pulling a gun on a customer in a drive-thru line of a McDonald's area back in April 9. Video of the incident captured by security cameras at the restaurant appears to show a man in a business suit draw a gun and point it at a driver at the head of the line. The driver was an 18-year-old, and he said that he had no idea the man was a police officer. According to MASH, the man accused him of holding up the line, then got out of his car and threatened him by sticking a gun to his neck. Now, police are saying that this was a shocking and severe break in judgment. Come on, man. Seriously, are you that hungry?
It was the only McDonald's in the whole freaking town.
Right. Just go to the next one.
No, it was the only McDonald's in that little town. The guy said that he didn't know he was a police officer. Was he off duty?
He was wearing a suit.
Huh?
He was wearing a suit.
So he was off duty then?
He was off duty. And now he's been placed under administrative leave with pay while the incident is investigated. Really? So you get a vacation?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. But what do people do when they're under the, you know, intoxicated and the lonely? Well, this lady in Florida, Vero Beach, Florida, for some reason, we always tend to have some funny news here in Florida, decided to call 911. This happened in Vero Beach, Florida. 64-year-old Florette French dialed 911 on multiple occasions in March because she was lonely. The dispatcher says when French made an emergency call around 8 p.m. She reported a medical issue and noted that she had been drinking. The dispatcher stated the woman was in no obvious distress. Would you call the police officers or officials if you were bored and lonely?
Hey, I'm going to start a new website called 911 Mingles.
All right. So a fire has completely destroyed a home in Colorado. Happened this Thursday. And displaced two adults, five children, and as many as 8,000 snakes and reptiles. The owners of the home are reportedly breeders of rare snakes and also own a pet store. Incredibly, the majority of the snakes, which were in crates in the basement, appear to be in good condition.
Wow, there's snakes in the basement.
The firefighters are now working with the homeowners in an effort to get the snakes out of the basement and into a new home. All right, so this guy really apparently just got really ticked off. And now police in one western Pennsylvania town are investigating a case of bar kill. A groundhog and a goose, both dead, tossed into a tavern by an unsatisfied customer. What is going on with unsatisfied customers? You got guys who are impatient in a McDonald's line, and then you got guys who are unsatisfied at a bar, so they decide to throw a dead groundhog inside the bar.
Hey, I'll do the same thing if I ask for my little gin and tonic. And I only get gin and no tonic.
Well, I don't understand this one, but Rodrigo Fernando Dos Santos got 70% of his body covered in tattoos. Now the 39-year-old Brazilian wanted something different. So what did he do? He decided to tattoo his eyeballs, my friend. He turned the white of his eyes into dark pools via a procedure using a special syringe-like needle that injects the ink into the eyeball permanently. He said, "I cried ink for 2 days. Now to go back and only changing the color to white again, but still, I think it's half gray."
Who in the hell would do that?
I have no idea.
But like, honestly, it's just, I would understand, you know, the whole full body tattoos, but your eyeball? I mean, I've seen those kind of cases sometimes, like, when they have those weird documentaries on the History Channel and all the taboo, but what are you going to get in, what satisfaction are you going to get into that?
I have no idea, but I will tell you this, though. That guy has a lot of guts to do that. Oh, no, I don't think he has anything of that. But it's just amazing to know that this guy, he has 70% of the body tattooed, so he wanted to do a little different by. Come on, man! Like, to what extreme measures would you take your body to? Seriously, you just can't take it that far. And to stick needles inside your eye, that's just crazy. It really is insane. I have to hear some of this stuff right here. Gosh, the things are just getting out of hand here. And by the way, you can follow us on Twitter at RomanDH and also on our Facebook, Roman Show Media. And right now we're trying to read some stuff here that's pretty quite question, which now they're saying that they got a big tattoo festival here in South Florida.
Uh-huh.
So they're saying that the tattoo, or one of the biggest phases now, is that they have tattoos in their butt hole. That is the latest trend, tattoos in the butthole. And it's funny we were mentioning about the whole eyeball thing, but which one seems more hurtful, the butthole or the eye?
I would actually say the butthole.
Really? The eye one is pretty tough too.
Yeah, but that's where things come out of.
I wonder if anyone out there listening has any of these tattoos. Feel free to call in at 714-868-0222. We'd love to hear from you. Where do they come up with this stuff? I just don't seem to understand how they decide to do these crazy ideas. Tattooing your butthole, and who comes up with this stuff? And not only do they have to do it, they have to sacrifice, but at the same time, they put their bodies on the line. You know, you don't know what reaction.
It's going to be there forever.
Yes, it is going to be there forever. That is just disgusting. Needless to say, so they got this big festival here, just like they have the porn convention here.
Yes.
Florida is probably, is it coming up soon or already passed?
I think it's coming up, one of those,
but I have no idea. If you have tattoos, please call in. I'd love to hear from you and get your comments here with this stuff here of people getting tattoos and so forth. Either way. So now we're going to debut the new section called Man Chat. We have a few minutes left here, which, again, Blog Talk has not been so cooperative. So the conversation today, Joe, is if you have had contact with another male and you are a male, you encountered another male in a sexual way, or a kid, does that consider you a homosexual even if you say you are not?
So you're a heterosexual guy. Had a little bit too much to drink, and you wake up the next day with something wet down there?
Right. Are you, and you deny it. Now, there's been several cases where men have had an experience with another man, and they say they are not homosexual at all. They are heterosexual. It was just an experience. In fact, I remember reading an article on New York Times of a man who got AIDS or HIV for experiencing a homosexual encounter, yet denies the fact that he is homosexual. He says that he is just straight. It's just an experience.
Isn't it like a double standard on that one? I mean, if you did it once.
Well, that was one.
But it's like, it's like you doing one in your lifetime drugs. Does that consider you a drug addict? Or if, you smoke marijuana for your first time and don't do it again, just say, well, I just did this to try it out, experiment, and all that stuff. Does that consider me a pothead?
It's very true. I don't know. I'd love to get your opinion, guys. You could tweet us at RomanDH or at our fan page, Roman Show Media. It could go either way now that you mentioned that. You know that?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's like one of those double standards. It's just, I don't know. Maybe you are comfortable. Bi? Well, I don't think there's that word bi. It's not even in the vocabulary anymore. It's you are or you're not.
In other words, either you is or you isn't.
Yes.
And
you're
the,
in or you're in.
It's just improper grammar that we're having here on the show, as we have some fans that they walk in here and just laughing at what we're having conversation here on the Roman Show. She could catch us every Tuesday and Wednesday. Which, by the way, next Tuesday, we are back at our regular scheduled date and time. Back to Tuesdays.
Yes, Tuesdays.
Can't go wrong with that. By the way, Pablo Francisco, he's back here in Miami. Have you ever seen Pablo Francisco?
I love Pablo Francisco.
The only thing about the guy, though, he kind of repeats himself, and when it comes to the same...
Little tortilla boy?
Yeah, and the girls, with
little
the
music.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is. But he is a pretty funny guy. He is a pretty funny dude, I must admit. Here it is. It's Tattoopalooza. That's what it was called. Oh, and by the way, yeah, Fort San Angelo. We're working on with Florida Supercon.
Yes.
Perhaps you're going to see us there live. And not only that, we will be having some of the guests on that show here on the Roman Show come next month. So prepare yourself to be dazzled by, you know, all these guys that you've looked up as far as comic books or TV shows or Power Rangers. I know they're going to have like a whole meetup of Power Rangers, the original Power Rangers.
Yes, yes. That's the one that really got me that I wanted to go. Cause, you know, I went to the one that they did a couple of months ago in January. It was a little small get together. You know, a lot of people were dressed up. And me being there for the first time, I got to give credit. These people do go out, dress up as their favorite characters. I mean, some are great. Some are like, what the hell are you wearing? But in overall, I have a different view in these type of stuff. I used to say, oh, look at all these nerds dressing up, all this stuff. But being there, I have another perspective in their viewings, and I like it.
Another understanding of the world of cons. Now, that's coming up in July, first week of July, but we'll be having the whole full scoop of the Florida Supercon. Hey, looking here at some of the movies coming up. By the way, I saw Oblivion. Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of the critics say that it's Wall-E meets 10,000 Leagues Under the Sea or Space Odyssey. And I tend to like the movie. I think it's very cool, especially in the beginning. They show a lot of cool graphics. You have to see, though, to get the full experience, you have to see it in IMAX. You get the whole full experience. In the beginning, it's very cool. In the end, because it keeps you locked in. You want to find out what happens, and they confuse you a lot. As the gentleman who presented the movie to us stated, there's a lot of WTF moments in the movie. And it's true. I definitely agree with that.
I have to go and watch it.
Yeah, it's about 2 hours, but you'll enjoy it. Take my word for it. Guys, I want to mention that when you guys are thirsty and you don't feel like drinking water, well, drink something with nutrients, such as cocoa water. Vita Cocoa Water is a proud sponsor of The Roman Show. And if you're ever thirsty and you want to decide to drink something, you're outside, especially now during the hot summer weather, don't grab a cup of water. Grab yourself some Vita Coke.
Vita Cocoa Water.
It's really, really very good.
Yes.
So, Psy comes out with a new song.
Yes, I've heard.
Gangman Style was a hit, and now he comes back with Gentleman. Gentleman is pretty much the same thing as Gangman Style. He allegedly has about 1 million hits already in about 3 days, which is a big mark on his end. But do you think this guy's a one-hit wonder?
Well, we got to wait and find out how popular this Gentleman song comes.
Well, see, the thing they had the Gangman Style was a dance. But if you look at the dance in this song, it's exactly the same.
Ooh, now I got to watch it then.
Yeah, we're going to pull it up right now. I mean, it's not exactly completely the same. But there's certain maneuvers in this dance that you have seen already in Gangman Style. No, now it's 152 million hits with Gentlemen. Yeah, this guy is something. But if you look at the video, there's similarities in it from Gangman Style. And it's just a matter of time that I think that he's just going to be done with. So, I don't know. Now they got the Gangman Shake. I don't know what's up with that. We also got to talk about the new trend, swimming, in hallway swimming. You down to try that one?
No.
You get hurt. Because I have a herniated disc. I've been hurt for 4 days. I don't think I'll lie.
There's one thing. I don't know how to swim.
Really? You know?
Especially in hallways.
You really don't know how to swim?
No.
But you're Cuban. You should know how to swim. You're surrounded by water.
Yes. But if you notice, we're always on top of a raft. A raft.
Well, Gentleman Psy already has 152 million hits already. What do you think about this video. I don't think anything from this, but either way. Guys, I want to invite you guys next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. We're back starting at 8:30 p.m. And mind you, our next show on Wednesday is now not only going to be on Blog Talk Radio, not only going to be on iTunes, not only going to be on Stitcher Radio, not only going to be on Twitter Radio, but now, starting next week, guys, we are going to be on Full Contact Fighter. What is Full Contact Fighter? Well, I'll tell you exactly what Full Contact Fighter is. If you are a mixed martial arts fan, or follower, whatever you want to call yourself, heck, even if you are a fighter, you know who Full Contact Fighter is. They are the original website, original media source, started back in 1997, before the MMA junkies, before the shirt off. These guys are featured on Full Contact Fighter. What does this mean? It means that this show will now be open to other doors. Full Contact Fighter has a long list of traffic. That's a lot of hits. And it's always constantly updating you with the latest information in the world of mixed martial arts. We are now going to be a featured show on Full Contact Fighter. And it's really neat, really, really awesome. It's a great opportunity. Really excited to be part of Full Contact Fighter. And they also have, see, it started really as a clothing line. But now it has opened into a website and a media source. So we're back again. We're going to be on Full Contact Fighter starting next week here in the Roman Show. Really excited about that stuff. And again, it's opening up some more doors to us. And if you want to sponsor the guy, the Roman Show, we'd love to have you here. Just email us at romandh@yahoo.com. We get thousands of listeners throughout the month. If your business isn't known, we'll get you to be known. Hey, Dunkin' Donuts is helping us out. Why not you? Make sure you email us at romandh@yahoo.com for information on how to sponsor the Roman Show. Yeah, we tried something new today. We mixed in the MMA. We mixed in some pro wrestling. We did some sports entertainment and sports.
Yeah.
You know, it was a pretty good show, although, despite the fact that we had Block Talk Radio, of course. What? Now, this is just disgusting. What? TMZ has this picture, ladies and gentlemen, of Tanning Mom topless, pure skin, in her birthday suit. It's a picture of TMZ. Tanning Mom, the one who tanned her daughter. Yeah, it is disgusting, but this lady is literally...
She's actually posing.
Yeah, she's posing. It's just disgusting. So when is it going to happen? Anyways. Any final note you want to say here, Joe, before we get out of here?
Well, can't forget about FOW's experience. This Saturday, it's going to be two shows for the price of one. Show starts at 4. With the bombshells, and then at 7 o'clock starts the actual FOW shows.
It's gonna be a big show there, huh?
Yeah, we got some of the matches here. You know, like a mixed tag team match between the Rosa Negra and Stevie Richard versus Amazona and Big Vito. That's pretty gonna be a good match there. There's another match that I want to see is that Johnny Vandal versus Adam Cole match.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of top stars there at that big show, so make sure you go out there and watch the show live.
Yeah. So don't forget, guys, it's going to be at the Indoor Sports Complex at Deerfield Beach, Florida. The address is 3650 Southwest 10th Street.
You have it. All right, guys. Well, that's it. It pretty much wraps it up on this horrible show. Yeah, I'm calling it horrible because it really was. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio. But with that being said, we'd like to appreciate all the help of the U.S. for the folks that cooperated with us and were very patient. We'll talk to you next week here on The Roman Show. Thank you so very much. Good night.
Good night, folks.
And enjoy the fights this weekend.
What's up? This your boy, Kimo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph Roman. If you keep your eyes upon that man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Adolfo Roman. This your boy Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.